The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Welcome to Laugh and Learn. I am your host, Flame Monroe, and we are back. I'm glad you guys are joining us. I don't know what episode this is, but we are in season 3 of Laugh and Learn, and I am very happy. Thank you, Black Effect Network, Thank you, iHeart. Thank you, Will Pearson and Connell. And thank you, Charlemagne the God. I appreciate you for three seasons, but I'm here with my wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron, and my lovely, lovely co-host tonight, Mrs. Bobby Clifford. Hiya, Toots.
Hiya, Toots. I sound like a frog, so I apologize.
Oh, so now you know what I sound like in the morning when you wake up next morning. I sound exactly like Listen, Bobby, I am in a good mood. It has been a crazy week, but I'm going to start off upbeat and positive. Monday, we had a fantastic, first of all, happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there or anybody who played the daddy position. Because just because you got a penis don't mean you wasn't a father, because some of these fathers with the penises forgot to do their job. So happy Father's Day to all of you all. Monday was, we had Free Voices. It was a great show. It was one of the best shows we had. Thank you to the comics I had, who was Rick James, a Mexican guy from Northern California. Very funny. G King, who was fantastically funny, and Shane, and we had a great time. My co-host Memphis Will. So every Monday, this Monday we are having a Proud for Pride show. So we got some gay comics, a couple of straight comics. Fantasia Lamour is gonna do a drag number. They say I'm gonna do one, but if this edible hit, me and Joe Biden gonna fall down and lay down. So come out with us Monday night, because we're gonna show our proud. How proud, and I want comics that are, you know, what would they, alternative comics, or gay, or queer, or LGBT, to come out to see what the comedy show is ran like, because it's not like what you think. It's not a gay comedy show. It is a comedy show. You actually have to be a comedian to be on this show. So come and see, because I know some of y'all got one-liners, and you think that makes you a comic. It doesn't. Yes, it does. It makes you a comic, but not a comedian. There's a difference.
Makes
so y'all
you funny.
Come hang out with us. It does. Come hang out with us. Bring your rainbows, bring your unicorns, bring your daffodils. I don't care. I'm going to talk plenty of it and look beautiful while doing it. So, yeah. But Wednesday night, I did a show, Bobby, for the Elliott Brothers Entertainment. I had a great time. And I'm very uncomfortable wearing pants on stage. But I wanted to wear pants. So I wore pants. And, of course, y'all can see the pictures on Instagram.
Adorable.
I look kind of cute, y'all. Ooh.
Yeah.
My booty. But that booty don't sit the same. I used to have a young woman's booty. Ooh, that booty. It looked like I had a long-ass day. A long-ass day.
I'm sure it looked absolutely adorable. You know, it's been through a lot, your booty. For the love of God, give it a break.
It has damn sure been through a whole lot. But, yeah, thank you guys for joining us here. We're going to get into the meat of Laugh and Learn. Laugh and Learn is a show about political hodgepodge and some real life stuff. So I'm telling you right now, this show is not for the weak or the faint or your feelings get hurt easily. And I'm feeling right quite some kind of way right now. So you might get all of me. Why not take all of me? Bobby, where are we going? You take the lead. I'm going to let you be the top tonight. Bobby is the top today, y'all.
Oh, speaking of gay pride. George Santos, it was reported that his father and his aunt are guaranteeing his $500,000 bond of course, he pled not guilty to fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds. Can you imagine having that kind of money?
Well, are they his real parents? Or is that his real auntie and his real father? Because, you know, you can't believe nothing George Santos has put out. Is his name even George Santos?
I know. I don't know. It's probably Hermie Leskowitz. But, yeah, I believe so. That's what they're reporting.
Well, you know what? I whatever happens, listen. Y'all, he lied his way into the seat. He is under a Republican ticket. There are no Republican allies in LGBT. It just don't go together. Oh. It just does not go together. And with George Santos, what it is, you know, I said this last week about the American dream has shifted. But y'all, the world, America is showing the rest of the world something different. So if he's not going to get any reprimand or any charges or any backlash for the, it's not even a hidden lie. It's an exposed lie. And he is still constantly sitting on the damn seat. Exactly. And he's sitting on the seat. What is that saying to people? Y'all keep hollering, no more immigrants over here. But you're giving them a clear message that you can come here and be anything that you want to be if you got the right paperwork or you know the right person to put up, cook up a resume, and you can keep a poker face and get through it. It's ridiculous.
No, it is. But we'll see where he goes. Somebody else that we might want to mention someone who's actually taking his pleading guilty and taking a plea is Hunter Biden. He reached a plea deal for two misdemeanor tax evasions. He didn't pay them timely. They've been paid since 2020. He had $100,000 for 2017 and $100,000 for 2018, and then a felony gun charge. He had a Colt, some sort of Colt Cobra, and this is why we need gun control, everybody. He filled out the form, the application, and one of the questions was, are you an addict, a current addict, blah, 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 a felon, and all these questions, and he did know. At the time, he was an addict, so he was making very bad decisions, unfortunately, with this one. I would like to hear, I know that the White House is being kind of silent on it, but I would like to hear them drive the narrative instead of letting the Republicans drive the narrative. This to me shows, in my opinion, the DOJ is impartial, because not only are they getting the Republicans, they're also getting, it's the first time in history that a sitting president had a child that was up on charges.
It's also the first time that we had an ex-president being brought up on felony charges. So I'm right. Tell you, the world has definitely changed. Let me tell you something. I'm not giving Hunter Biden a pass, and I'm not going to get on Joe's ass. Isn't that the privilege of being a national representative's son, a president's kid? You have more privileges than the rest of the people. Do I think it's fair? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But. No. It's just not like he's just a regular worker. You know, he's the fucking president of the United States.
No.
He has some strings that he can pull. That's like a police officer. If a police officer's kid get pulled over for a traffic ticket or something, the police officer can fix it. It's just being fixed on a higher level. It's not we're not used to it.
And, you know, by pleading guilty to the felony charge, not that he ever had any intention, especially as he's a recovering addict, he can never run for office. So, you know, he's taking his punishment, if you want to consider it a punishment. You know, many of the talking heads have said that if this was anybody else, they wouldn't even, this all would have been done and kind of under the table. Like, nobody goes to jail for these charges. Of course, the Republicans are screaming that they would.
It is the timing of it, because...
Yeah, it's all political.
Trump has his files, you know, so they got to make it look fair on both accords. But like you said, Hunter admitted his guilt. He got a slap on the wrist. What's the difference with Hunter than it was with the women who paid for their kids to go to college and they did 30 days in an art museum? So you know what I'm saying? This country country. This country is this country.
Oh, it absolutely is. And look at Jared Kushner and Ivanka. They got that Saudi money. They got those patents. They've gotten plenty because their father was... president. Hunter made some bad decisions during that time that he was an addict, pushing people and whatnot, you know, like setting things up. But he admitted it. He came clean with everything in 2018 to 2020. So we knew about this for the past 3 years. It's just come to fruition finally.
But can we talk about how handsome Hunter is, though?
He is very handsome, but like his daddy, he does not have great hair. I'm like, with all that money, you think he gets some plugs?
I think he's a very handsome. Look, I thought he was more
gorgeous,
handsome.
Gorgeous blue eyes.
I thought he was more handsome when he was a crackhead. Ooh, is that horrible for me to say?
He was actually really good looking just before he became the crackhead. Just as his divorce was going through, he was really good looking. And then, drugs will do this to anyone. I'm sure it's half of the reason for the hair, you know. The hair loss, but no, I thought that was interesting. We'll see how that kind of unfolds. Speaking about
I know my listeners think that I go soft on Biden. I'm not going soft on Biden. I just want y'all not to go. I want y'all not to go so hard on Biden. See, y'all want to go, and to me, this country right now is cheerleading bad decisions. This company is cheerleading criminals and crooks and people who you know are going to cause detriment to the country. Y'all celebrating that. This man is getting more popular and is charged dead to right with crimes that we see, and he keeps getting caught on tape admitting that he admitted his damn self in an interview because he won't shut up. He is showing you all and telling you all, and y'all still Biden, 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 Biden.
It's no, I think the one thing that we can, anybody could say about President Biden is he's an empathetic, kind, compassionate, very big family man. And what I'm hearing a lot of the Republican pundits saying that he should be cutting the son off. He shouldn't be speaking to him. He's not making terrific decisions. He just had him to a state dinner while all this was going on. I think I would have said to him, maybe he didn't want to say to his kid not to go, but he should have. You know, and Hunter should have known at 50 something that he should have stayed home from that while all of this is going on, because you don't want to affect his presidency. You know, going forward, it's not this one. I want him elected again if he's our only choice.
Well, you know, he's a president's kid. You know, sometimes these kids want the limelight. They want they whatever shine they can get with. They didn't get it on their own. So that part I get, but I'm with you, Bobby. I thought it was a bad look. I thought he shouldn't have been there. And I thought President Joe Biden should have made that executive decision. Said, look at his son. I love you, but don't fuck my shit up. But don't fuck up my shit. So you stay at home on this one. And you can talk to your kid like that.
No, and I think he should have. I mean, there was something within the press corps today where they were asking about you know, some of these questions on some of the cases and information coming forward. And instead of saying, I know what one of it was, is that there was a text that Hunter was allegedly was texting to his contact in China over a job. And he said, my father and I are sitting here and we want to know why the contract. Yeah. Well, they should have come out and just crisply said, no, President Biden was not there. He has no idea. He has no business dealings with this son. He has no idea about that. And I'm sure Hunter would have owned it. Instead, by the White House being quiet, in my opinion, they're letting the Republicans take the narrative and make up the story.
I think they don't want to argue about it because the president and the first lady did put out a statement, but their statement said that they would have nothing else to say about the situation. And then Joe went to a dinner and he said that was his son and he will always love his son. And I appreciate you standing by your kid and woo woo woo, but Joe, you got a country to run. You got a country to run right now. Your son gonna still be your son, but you got a country and we are standing for you and with you, and we want you to get back in office because we think that these next 4 years, you will make better change for this country. So I'm going to need you to think long term and put your son on the back burner. Because if he's going to keep fucking up, you his daddy, but you are president. You're going to always be his daddy, but you might not be our president for the next 4 years. So get your shit together.
I agree.
I'm talking to you, President Biden. I'm voting for your ass too, but I'm talking to you.
I agree with you. I think some of this, like in the Obama administration too, you know, we go high when they go low. And I understand that. Keep your mouth shut and let things pass. But sometimes the American people need to hear from you. They need to hear, no, this is not it. Yes, that's on my son. He's dealing with it. He's going to take the responsibility for it. I would never, you know, put pressure on somebody to pay my son for his work. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
It's going to play out. We're going to see it. But I'm with you. With the George Santos, I'm hoping, I'm glad that his parents or whoever's going to get him out of jail. I need him removed out of that seat. I need him out of that seat. That's as big as me telling a lie that I'm a woman. I'm running around here telling me I'm a woman. That's just, get his ass out that seat.
No, I absolutely agree.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Where are we going, Bobby Clifford? Where are we going?
So the next thing is more just a bit of an inform for people. I'm not sure if they read about it, but it's about the Capitol Police, that California man, Dan Rodriguez, who drove a stun gun into the very handsome Michael Fanone, Capitol Police officer, was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison for that. And the whole time he was yelling, Trump won, and kept stabbing him in the neck. Awful.
Well, let me just say about, let me go back a little bit. Sidebar to that Michael Fanone, Bobby. He looks like an 80s porn star. Oh my God, he's so handsome. He is a handsome man. And I hate that happened, but when I used to watch, when all that unfolded and he was doing interviews with Chris Cuomo and so many other, I watched his body language. He was traumatized by what happened. You know, where they were saying that was a tourist attraction and all that. He was literally traumatized by what he's seen and what he had went through. And I'm telling y'all right now, I'm glad they serving those people. I'm glad they giving their asses time. Even though y'all know that if the other one get in, he said he pardoned everybody, including himself.
Speaking of which, that was the next. I mean, not only does he continue. And this is why we need to drive the narrative. I mean, I love President Biden, but he's got to come out with more crisp. He has to talk about the things he's doing, the infrastructure he's putting in place. He is creating factory construction is soaring right now. It is huge. And he's going to fill those factories with jobs. And he's going to make sure that the jobs have great benefits and great benefits school-wise and et cetera, et cetera. So I think we need to be talking about that. The one thing that Trump is he monopolizes the news cycle, talks about himself. And one of the things that he is alluding to is that if he gets in, he's going to self-pardon himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know.
And if that is not a law or a rule, he will make it one.
He'll do something.
Him and the GOPs will create one. It is out, you know. And today they're still negotiating on the Roe versus Wade, trying to overturn it. Yeah. And so many abortion bans, you know, some Florida is 6 weeks. I think Mike Pence is pushing 15 weeks in some states. And they say most women don't find out they're pregnant until 7-8 weeks. So what is 6 weeks going to do? Ain't nobody running to get no pregnancy test every 2 or 3 days. That's ridiculous. Listen. That is a law that we really have to fight for, because telling a woman what she can do with her own body when she can't get pregnant by herself, a man has to get her pregnant. Mm-hmm. So it's out of control, Bobby. Good God.
Well, it is, because once they start with that, what will it be? I remember when we were kids, they would go into the special needs, the places, the homes they would have for them, and they would sterilize, and they would, I mean, it'll be a trickle down. It will just keep coming.
So I got my tubes tied, so I ain't having no more babies. I got my tubes tied. I'm going to really mess y'all up. I got my tubes tied and I got a vasectomy. Oh, honey, I'm covered. Oh, I'm protected.
That's too much. That's what we have to do. We absolutely have to go, and we have to stand up for that, because not every religion believes that life starts at the first breath. You know, I mean, starts at conception. They believe it starts at the first breath. So we can't put our thoughts on somebody else. So we got to do something absolutely about that.
Well, while we talk about life, where are we going next? Are we going to life or are we going to death?
We could go, just one last little thing I want to add in there is, I don't know if anyone paid attention to Adam Schiff being censured this week, which is like having your hand slapped, because he was involved in the first impeachment of Trump. So he had to stand up with McCarthy, and the Republicans all got to say what a piece of shit he was.
A piece of shit calling another man a piece of shit, because that McCarthy... Yeah. Is a POS baby. Oh my God.
He absolutely is. But what this does is by censuring him, now there'll be a probe and an investigation into Schiff. So it's all political. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's something else that we might want to talk about is that I don't know if you read the Greek boat disaster. There were a bunch of Pakistani, Syrian, and there was another country, and I'm blanking on it, that were coming over Egypt. That were coming over to Greece to do migrant work. And
there was the boat was completely oversaturated with people. Oh my God, they was standing room only, and it capsized. I saw that, Bobby, yes.
Well, I'm sure, I was joking, right, that everybody went to one side to look at the porpoises. But what happens is people don't realize if there was something on one side, when you've got a boat for 200 people and you've got 500 on board, and there is something interesting on port instead of the starboard, and everybody... they moved to look at it, and it just flipped it. So, but it's absolutely horrible. I can't even imagine. They still don't. They only found 82 bodies. They don't even have the rest.
Well, lots of tragic stories with the sea this week. Starting, let's get on, since we're gonna do it, because this has been a story that has been on the news since Sunday. Five people unfortunately perished in a expedition going to research the Titanic. And they were along with the owner of the company. They paid $250,000 a piece for this expedition, a father and son, and a couple of, including the owner. The owner was on there too. So they all perished. I think they said that the submarine imploded.
Yes, about an hour as they were descending. So we were thinking, right, we're all looking for them to be at the bottom, and they only have so many hours. It happened right up front on Father's Day.
Yeah,
And that noise that they were hearing, they're not quite sure, because there are a lot of noises that sound like banging that are under the ocean. It could even be the Titanic, like things hitting. So that could have been making the noise. It is a loss of life. I have mixed feelings on this, Flame. I feel these people signed this document that was enormous. The first four pages talked about nothing but death, what could happen to them and the risk and whatnot. And they signed it. I feel badly for the kid. What I hear, he was terrified, but went along because it was Father's Day for the dad. But the millions and millions of dollars that were just spent searching for them, I don't know if I feel like that billionaire should be covering some of that, his estate. I don't know. I mean, he was Pakistani. He wasn't even Canadian or American.
But life is life.
But they're risky. They're taking this risky. The people who sleep on those pods hanging off a mountain, and all of a sudden they fall because they had to pee in the middle of the night and thought they were at home. Should we have to send out all the forest agents? Is that crazy?
Well, let me be fair, because there's an eccentric rich that they want to do that I may never know, because I've never been eccentrically rich.
Right,
do you understand what I mean? So me jumping off a plane would have been like, ooh, exhilarating. But they have to do, it seems like they challenge life. And hear me clearly. I am not giving them a pass. I feel bad for all the lives.
It's terrible.
But your $1 billion ain't going to do you no good at 2,000 feet up under the sea in a damn capsule that you couldn't get out. Kobe Bryant was another person who was in that helicopter who was worth more than $500 million with his kid. Your money don't save you when you're in those situations. I'm not saying that we don't all get on a plane or a train. It can happen anywhere. But I'm like you, Bobby. If I'm looking at four pages of it's 90% that I could die, why in the hell am I going to take this risk?
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. You would think. So it's just the risk taker. Now, I would feel differently, Flame, if these guys were going down because they actually were doing some sort of study. You know, there's something that's eating the Titanic, and if that bacteria could be made into some sort of drug or vaccine, or that's different. This was pleasure. As much as they're saying they were adventurers, this was pleasure seeking. So are we responsible for some of our behavior? I don't know. I'm feeling a certain way.
I could have got a whole lot more pleasure with a whole lot less than $250,000.
Right?
I ain't had to go up under the sea. Now, I would have been in the fish, but I wouldn't have been in the sea.
Absolutely. And I wonder if the father and son got a 2-for-1, which is probably.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's.
and hear this from a dad, man, a trans woman, whatever y'all want to call me. But to see your kid, because our job as parents, and this is for women too,
right.
You know, our job as parents is to protect our kid. And to think that I signed my kid up and put my kid in a situation to see my kid die. Oh my God, I would have died long before the thing imploded because I would have felt like we're going to die and it's my fault that my kid died because I paid to put my kid in this situation. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Andy was terrified to know that your son was terrified and was like, according to his, the man's sister was on Cuomo tonight, and he was like begging, he didn't want to go. But then
I wonder, does guilt go to the grave with you?
I don't know. Because think about it. Look at some of those coffins. Some of those faces are twisted.
Yeah, because there has to be guilt in his soul because he felt guilty that he put his son in that situation. Bobby, it was so true. But and wasn't the submarine called the Titan or the Titanic? Was it?
Yes, the Titan. I believe it was the Titan. It was an ocean something vehicle, Ocean's Gate vehicle. But I believe it was the Titan.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. If you ain't learned nothing else, please pay attention. The Titan. I don't want shit with Titan on it. The iceberg was enough. I don't want nothing with Titan on it. It's scary. It's terrible.
And in both instances, the captains of both vessels were warned there was stuff that they should have been paying attention to. The Titanic, remember, the ship's captain was told not to go due north, whatever. I don't know what it is, what he was told, because there was like a cavity, a whole corridor of these icebergs. And he decided he was going to go faster to hit them to plow through it. And then this guy was told, they're saying he was told something about the vehicle and he decided to still go down and submerge.
No, he had a former employee blew the whistle on his company and said that the equipment was faulty. It was not up to par. The machine was only supposed to go down 1,200 feet or 4,000 feet and not 12,000 feet.
Right.
And then they fired him and he sued them and they settled out of court. But then they had a $30 controller that my son plays on his video game.
Can you imagine?
To control this machine with all of these important people and just people, period, because everybody's life is important. It was.
That would have been it for me, Flame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would have been it. The minute I went in and I saw Pac-Man controller, I would have been like, no, thank you. You can keep the $250, but I'm not getting in there.
So you have to question yourself and say, what is missing in this billionaire's life? That you would take such a risky adventure because apparently there was a void. The money was not enough. The love was not enough. The big house and all the business, it was not enough. What void was missing that you would take such a risk, especially with your own child? That is, to me, he the one who I'm looking at sideways. The other one I may get, okay, it's an adventure. But I would have researched and make sure. Them first four pages said, bitch, you might die. Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to stay my fat ass up here eat some McDonald's. I might die from that too, but it'll be on the ground.
It'll be slow, and I have a chance to make it to the hospital. All we can hope for these poor souls is that it was instantaneous, that the implosion happened and nobody was even aware what happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hanging on to. That's what I hope, because it would have been.
The way the news was setting it up, Bobby, I was so worried about them freezing to death or the pressure exploding when they slow or the air running out and they slowly choking eyes bugging out and shit, because y'all don't understand when the oxygen goes your eyes bug out and it goes left, it goes crazy. But luckily, like you said, hopefully, like that's what really happened, because you know they're sugarcoats of shit to us, but I hope that's how it really happened, that it was instantaneous and they didn't even know it was coming.
I do too. I think should risky behavior or these adventure seekers should, you know, I don't know, should they be responsible? I don't. Yeah. It's like when someone says, I'm going to climb Everest, and there are signs everywhere. You know, there's a frost, the avalanches, and then we got to go out and get these people after they were told. And some people decide that they're told and they sneak back in and we still have to go save them. I mean, I want to save them, but I think they should be slapped on the hand or something.
Yeah, that was such a tragic situation, but I hope that it is a wake-up call, and I know Hollywood already ready. The writers are on strike, but Hollywood needed something new, so you know this will be a movie by December. Let me just let y'all know. Good
absolutely, absolutely. And so one of the last things I wanted to mention was something that I saw. I thought it was fascinating that it was the police chief, John Majoy, in Cleveland, has sounded the alarm on 27 children between the ages of 12 and 17 that have gone missing in the Cleveland area over a 2-week period. And he says that there are more kids this year going aside. They haven't found them. He's not sure if they're going into some sort of trafficking, which terrifies him, if they're involved in some sort of gang activity or drugs, but he'd like to be able to locate the kids. And has anybody seen anything? Why the media isn't picking that up? They're picking up the Trump crap, but they're not picking up these kids.
Because these kids must be of black and brown descent.
Believe it or not, they showed a few of them. It is a right across the board. It's a smattering of everything.
Know why, Bobby? What scares me the most is, like, you remember the story about the man who kidnapped the women in Ohio and had them right in the same neighborhood for 10 years. Some of those kids are probably in their same neighborhoods, in a basement or in an attic. They need to have the SWAT teams come in because they have those heat seekers.
Yeah.
Yes. And they can tell, they need to go through those neighborhoods and see who has bodies in their homes. They could fix this if it was important to them.
Well, it is. But here's the other thing. You'll have people, because there'll be people who will be doing, you know, ill-gotten gains, right? They're not going to want you looking at their basements with heat because they could have good growing pot. I don't know if you can do that in Cleveland. You know, you'll have things where there'd be higher heat sensors. So I don't know. But if everybody was really concerned, we used to be collective. We would do what was best, but, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Now everybody's about me. And that's unfortunately one of the things the last administration kind of drove into people, that you can be that way. You're not here for the greater good. For me, I could care less. Come by. Come in the house if you want to and see if the kids are here, you know, and sort of move in. But it is terrifying. Where are these kids going?
They're either being sex trafficked or they're being taken into somebody's home and being abused. And, you know, like that man did that for 10 years right up under their noses.
Can you imagine?
They're going to have to get more personal. The people who doing illegal shit might just have to get busted. I'm sorry to say that. Because they're looking for bodies. They're not looking for guns. You're not looking for drugs. And they need to let the people sign waivers to say, yeah, you can do the heat sensor in my house. But any other thing that you find outside
absolutely.
Of a body,
I'm
exonerated from that because we're trying to find these kids.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a scary time, Bobby, that we're living in.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere.
and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I got a birthday coming. It's cancer season. I got a birthday coming up, y'all. Triple sevens in a minute. I'm going to be 39. Don't say a word. Just roll with it. Just roll with
it, Bobby Clifford. 38. You're 38.
I'm 39. I'm going to be 39 for the rest of my life.
Well, I know that there's a five in your year of birth. So that makes you an eight. It could be, you know, it's 85.
Oh, I'm 39.5. Okay, so I'm 39.5. Okay, I'll take that.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's just in a couple of weeks. That's exciting.
Bobby, I'm excited to get to turn into an elder person, but I'm also mortifiedly afraid with the way that I see what the world is going. The writings are on the wall, and I'm thinking in 30 years, I don't even know what the world would look like. I don't even know with AI coming. And with the GOPs not caring about people, because I feel like a lot of the GOP, these Republicans just don't care about people. Not all of them, because it is some great Republicans.
Oh, there's some wonderful. There's that far right group, like that wacko kind of.
It's just the ones that are getting all the traction right now is the lunatics. Yep.
Well, we were just talking about this. It's people love, especially in this pop culture, people want the wow. They want the shock. Remember when... oh my God, I'm blanking on his name, the shock jock in New York. It begins with an H, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
He was crazy pop when he used to do the real shock jock stuff. I think he got married and turned to a new leaf. I don't think he does it as much anymore.
He turned into a Mormon. That wife then calmed his ass down.
Yeah. He used to have the little people on, and they'd be sailing through the air, and he'd have special needs people. Oh, he was a wacko.
Oh, he was highly offensive, but it was great entertainment. He was highly offensive. And if he was doing that shit now, baby, the cancel culture with faces would melt off because, you know, times have changed. People were supposed to get stronger, but we got weaker. I'm sorry. The Constitution, the DNA, we have gotten weaker as a nation. And I hate that because we're supposed to be the strongest and the greatest nation on the planet. But right now we look in buffoonery because we are allowing someone who is caught dead to right that ran this country and ran this country their way. I ain't going to say bad or good, but their way. And y'all have jumped on the bandwagon with all of his foolish antics and with all of his illegal works, with all of his stuff that he has done in y'all face, the insults, everything that y'all claim we against, but at least y'all celebrating it with this man. And it is out of control. So I don't know which way we're headed. In 30 years, I don't even know if I want to be here to see it. I said I wanted to live to be 99. I won't be 99 in 30 years, maybe 31 years. But
my grandpa was 99. No, it's funny that you just mentioned cancel culture because it's so funny. If we were talking about an LGBT or the special needs or women's needs, you'd be canceled. But this buffoon can again use bombastic language and bullying, and they love it. Instead of him getting canceled, they celebrate him. And so that does speak volumes. We've got to get a hold of it. We've got to raise stronger kids, too. We've got to have our kids want to go out and work and not sit and do squat.
Well, it's the social media that did that. They made it readily available. These kids are making more money at 19 and 20 that we made our whole entire lives. Right? They'll make that our whole life savings in a month with OnlyFans and things on the TikToks and all of that. But, you know, that it's still, it because it's instant gratification, easy come, easy go, it's truly still working. Easy come, easy go still works. It's still a true adage, because if you get it too fast, it goes too fast. If you work for it over time, you care about it more. You cultivate it. It means more to you. So, you know, they may never learn that, because with TikTok and all these other little instant things, they just make money crazy, Bobby. They YouTube, they get checked $40,000-$50,000 a month. You know, it's just bananas.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe I gotta do YouTube. What do they do?
Girl, right? Yeah, look, I've been on for a couple of years. I ain't getting no checks like that. When we started off in the kitchen, my checks were $3,000 a month. They'd be like $200 now, because I'll never go on YouTube. It's too many people. It's just too many people. It's such a commonplace. But I'm glad that we have a platform, Bobby, to talk grown-up talk, adult talk, because there are people who think like us, who speak like us, who look like us, who act like us, and who want what we want. We want fairness across the board for all Americans, period.
That's it. You just said it all. I like the two-party system. I like that there's somebody, we're checking them, they're checking. It's important. Yeah. And I like Republicans. I don't like this right-wing group that is just nuts.
I get what the country wants. Some people want the independent party. We want a third party. I get that. Yeah. I understand that. But right now, it's just not the time, because it's not doing anything but breaking up the votes, whether you're going for the Republican or the Democrat, because those are the two major parties.
I agree with this particular election on that. I like the independent, because they're not being led by one. What I don't like about the two-party system is that right now is that we've talked about this before in the Tip O'Neill, Ted Kennedy, you know, John McCain, Joe Biden days when he was a senator, they would all roll up their sleeves, work all night until there was a fair compromise between both sides. And then they would go out. They'd battle on the floor and then go out and do dinner at night. They were grown-ups. They understood what it took. They served the people. These people aren't. Again, we're back to selfish, self-centered, self-effacing. So we got to figure it out. So we're hoping that changes. If we can get some sort of shift there and hold them responsible, then I think we'll be okay.
If we can get a liar out the Senate seat the next week, we can have this. We can have to take back the Senate. And that'll give us a little more oomph, because I think that the Republicans are losing their confidence, because they are such softies. Because I miss the bulldog of Democrats. I missed the bulldog of Democrats, which was my baby Nancy Pelosi, because y'all couldn't fuck with Nancy. I love me some Nancy Pelosi, but they terrorized
that
woman.
Too much on the line. That's right.
They terrorized that woman's husband, and she couldn't see another way. But I'm telling y'all right now, y'all better stop. Y'all better to my the Democratic Party. Y'all better get y'all ass out there and vote, because I'm telling you now, they plan to win and they plan for keeps.
Well, what they did you well. We might not like the message, but it's a consistent message, and they put it out there. Again, I go back to Biden, President Biden. You're doing some great stuff. Brag on it. Get it out there. Be specific about what you want to do. Answer the questions. Get the people, you know, warm, fuzzy.
So, Bobby, let me be fair. Yeah. He does want to brag about it, but he don't be remembering that he did it.
Well, they should hold flashcards up for him then. But he's doing a good job. He goes to work every day. So let's talk about it.
Well, he's a very seasoned politician. So that's something that he has, and he has played many positions in the political party, many positions, from vice president to a senator to so many different positions.
Yeah.
So he definitely has the capacity and the experience. Y'all worried about his sharpness or his agility. He has also did what y'all allow Ronald Reagan to do, GOPs. Y'all allow Ronald Reagan, who did not know who the hell he was for the last 3 years of his presidency, or probably 4 or 5 years of his life, to let other people run the country, his wife and his party. Joe Biden has a Dr. Jill Biden. Let me say that one more time for y'all who do not know. She's not just a first lady. She is an educator. Dr. Jill Biden is always in his ear, and there is no greater talk between a couple than pillow talk. Trust and believe. If she wants to build past, she gonna show Bill. She gonna show Joe that old cat and gonna get it moved. I promise you. Pillow talk is the greatest talk you could ever get. So even if he does slip off the cracker, his cheese slides off the cracker. He has Kamala Harris as the vice president and a great cabinet that he implemented.
He set himself beautifully.
He did too. He surrounded himself with greatness so that if he does not have the mental status, the other great people will run this country. Y'all let Reagan slip by and do that, and that's why we got the arms war. That's why crack cocaine just ran rampant. That's why the AIDS virus was never addressed because it was not important to them. Biden makes it important. Yes, Biden has made mistakes. He has. We all have, and he gonna make some more. But I'm gonna give him the opportunity to make some more because I'm voting for his ass. You do what you want to do, but I'm voting for. I ain't talking to you, Bobby. I'm talking to the listeners.
You go. I agree. I mean, I wish we had somebody. All they mention is the age. He mentions the age. He can't help that. So, but they're not bringing us any other. You know, the Democratic Party isn't bringing forth any other good viable candidate. So I'll stick with what I know.
The y'all talking you about know. Biden, his age. Y'all ain't say shit about Eisenhower when that broke down ass wheelchair. Because that was the old wheelchair.
Yeah, that's hysterical. That's hysterical.
I told you I had one for you. It was Roosevelt. Baby, Teddy Roosevelt had the old school wheelchair. It looked like a recliner on wheels. Oh my God, he had the old school wheelchair.
He did. God bless him.
And he did the job. And he did his fucking job as the president of the United States. It was no question about his ability because he was. And he never considered himself disabled. He was in a wheelchair, but he did the fucking job. Y'all allowed a man who was no agility, all he did was play golf when he promised that he would not play golf behind the Obama administration. And he played golf every other day at his own establishment on the country's expense. What more do he have to show you all? Y'all paid for his fat ass to play golf. And when he got a chance to invite the NFL players to the White House, he fed them McDonald's on the country's tax dollars. The disrespect.
Well, the fact that he didn't even, it's like read the room, Donald. These people, their bodies are their temples. They don't want McDonald's. They want a steak. Give them a steak.
You said read the room. He wouldn't read the documents. That's why I don't understand why he took them. You wouldn't read your damn daily briefings. Why'd you take them documents? You ain't going to talk something. He had to go through them. He had to read through everything. It's public knowledge that your own administration said that you would not read the daily briefings. So why the hell we think you going to read all them boxes of documents? Okay, I need y'all to pay attention to what's really happening because they edible just kicked in and I'm ready to go now.
I wonder if he has dyslexia or something. And I'm not being fresh. I'm being serious because he would never show a weakness. Do you know what I mean? Because I wonder, nobody doesn't read them. You know, Biden goes home and pours over them and so does President Obama at night. They had family time, but then they would spend 2 hours before bed making sure they were prepped for the next morning. And as President Obama said, half of the information would be completely different in the 6 or 8 hours that he slept. But at least he had the old information to build on. So, I don't know.
Well, listen, this is where we are as a country. This is where we are as a nation. His trial is set for August the 14th. Let's see if that happens on that date. Now, remember, he put that judge in position. He also put that prosecutor in position. While we were having movements, they were making very big chess moves. So remember that, y'all. So don't get in your feelings sometimes. Oh, they didn't do nothing. We were fighting and being distracted over some of the most ridiculous things happening in America. The most tiniest things, even with the mass shootings too, those were distracting. But while we were looking at that, they was doing something behind our back, real shiesty.
Absolutely. I don't know how much that alien cannon is going to help him because she already was overturned the last time. Now all eyes are on her. If she goes and gives him some sort of leeway. Like she's only the first step. You know, she's only looking at the first step. He still has a million steps after. They can overturn her, you know, right away. People aren't going to take her very seriously, Flame.
It depends on what's most important to her. If it's more important for her to keep her job as a lawyer or judge, or if she thinks that he's going to win, because even if they took that from her and he won and she didn't go against him, he would find her another position, because that's what he does. He makes promises and he gets it in. Yeah. But then as soon as he give you the promise, then after he get rid of you, you're dumb as a rock. And oh, he went after his whole cabinet. Honey, he just destroyed everybody. He's ridiculous.
They are. People are still faithful. Like, even I was listening over this past week, you know, any of the political shows would have some of the other candidates on it. Of course, the one that's really going hard on him is Chris Christie. He's about the only one that's actually holding his feet to the fire. But that Ron DeSantis and that is it Vivek Reshwamy and Nikki Haley all said they pardon him.
That's because they don't want the Republican, his Republican base is strong, and they don't want them people to turn on them. That's all that is. But because they said it publicly, they would have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. Or they'd be. Yeah. But I'm like, really, you're going against him. You're hoping he doesn't get it, and you get it, and you're telling everybody that you're going to put. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. But well, that's all I have.
And that is what Laugh and Learn is about. We are learning from you all and laughing with you all, and y'all learning what we know, what little information we can give.
Yeah. So
we hope we give it to you correctly, because here at Laugh and Learn, we have a motto. We are not trying to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And some of y'all are wasting y'all damn mind and my damn time. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, the decisions you make are your decisions that you have to live with. I know y'all sometimes they look good when everybody going one way, but if you don't feel comfortable going that way, you are okay to say, I think I want to go this way because this is where I feel a different way. If you feel that way, stand on that. You don't have to do what the masses
Absolutely.
Do. You have to do what feels right to you, only to you, because you're the only person you got to answer to.
Absolutely. And just vote. We don't care who you vote for.
Well, now I do damn sure care who you vote for, but I still want you to vote. Yeah,
I do. But you don't want them to give it up. If you do your research, that's what Flame is saying. Make sure you go in, you do your research, and then stand by. If you choose the buffoon, the orange buffoon, then make sure that you stand on that. But it's really, you got to align what you want to see happen with who you're going to vote. You're going to do your research.
And again, I tell y'all, don't vote your future. It looks bleak. Don't vote your past, because we're going to relive it. Vote right now, because we're living in hell right now. So you got to fix hell right now. Can we get some air conditioners, please? Good God, it's hot. All right, thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Thank you to my guest co-host, my toots, Miss Bobby Clifford. Y'all make some noise for Bobby Clifford. Bobby Clifford is so wonderful. We love Bobby Clifford here. Thank you to my producer, Aaron. We will see you guys next week. Hey! Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame and Roe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.